Gracious God, open our ears to hear your word proclaimed today. Open our hearts to know your love offered us, and open our eyes to see your presence in this moment. In the name of risen Christ, we pray. Amen. Good morning. In this terrible time of pandemic, you might be tempted to think, where are you, God? Why don't you stop this? Are you really there? Everyone goes through doubt in their faith, and even some people turn away from God. Actually, two of the lectionary scriptures for this week are John 20, verse 19 through 29, which is about doubting Thomas, and 1 Peter 1, verse 3 to 9, which is about living hope. When I prepared this week's sermon, I hesitated to choose the main scripture for my sermon. And I finally chose living hope because we need hope now as all the people in the world struggle to fight against coronavirus. Where is our hope in times of dire circumstances? What do you hope in and what are you hoping for? For many of us, we have a list of things we hope would happen. From the mundane, out of our control things like hoping the weather will be nice, all the way to important things mostly within our control, such as hoping we will be able to support our families. We hope for all sorts of things. Some things we hope for are fairly necessary, such as hoping to be able to support those around us, but sometimes we hope for our unnecessary pleasures in life and threaten to become idols for us. Hoping to win the lottery, hoping to take a dream vacation, hoping for the new car, something like that. But these days, I really hope that this world become peaceful and safe without any viruses or disease, so we can go back to our normal life. Anyway, today, let me encourage you to have strong faith in Jesus Christ, because He will bring us living hope, even in these difficult times. When Peter wrote about living hope, he was writing to a people who are likely feeling close to hopeless. In our text for today, we learn that the people he is writing to are experiencing all kinds of trials. In other words, the first recipients of the letter are undergoing trials of various kinds that go beyond the trial of ordinary life, such as illness, poverty, or death. They are undergoing persecution and suffering for the sake of the name of Jesus. But through his letter, Peter reassured them and us that God has provided for our survival. And he praised God. He has caused us to be born again to a living hope based on the resurrection of the Lord and Savior who lives. Seeing the resurrected Christ changed Peter's life to the extent that this fisherman turned Jesus freak, willingly suffered humiliation for Jesus' sake. And furthermore, when ordered to stop preaching about Jesus crucified, risen, and coming again, he courageously refused to stop. Peter knew of a certainty that Jesus was who he said he was, died for the sins of the world, was resurrected by the power of God, returned to the Father who had sent him, and went to prepare a place for all who truly believe and will receive his joint heirs into his Father's house at the appointed time. Peter also knew of a certainty that death is not the end. As an apostle, he had seen the evidence with his own eyes. We, through eyes of faith, share Peter's affirmation that of others who saw the Lord alive after his resurrection, with countless saints who through the ages placed their trust and hope in a living Christ, with fellow believers of all nations and denominations who know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, so that we through his poverty might become truly rich. What an invaluable inheritance, one that will never perish, spoil, fade, one that is kept in heaven for those who have committed themselves to and to a personal relationship with Christ the Lord. What an inheritance. 1 Peter 1 chapter 13, verse 13 says, "Therefore, set your hope fully on the grace to be given you. As it was with Abraham, so it was with Peter, so it has been with the saints of all time, so it is with you and me." True believers experience God's presence in the present. We'll experience God's promise in the future, trying times notwithstanding. Brothers and sisters, we know that this time is very difficult times in our lives. For all people, including Christians or non-Christians. But as Christians, we believe God will save our lives, bringing us hope for the world. Although Jesus Christ seems like dead, the dead is end, but he rise again. He overcome the death and rise again and still alive. Don't doubt about it, but have a strong faith in Jesus Christ who was dead and rise again. And if you experience of the living God, living Jesus Christ, let's deliver the good news, the living hope, to others, to our friends and neighbors. They also need a hope for living, for survival. With living hope, we can live and overcome all the fears and trials together. God will save all of us and save our world. May God bless you all. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for your words today, and we praise the resurrected Jesus Christ. O Lord, although we didn't see Jesus' resurrection, we want to believe He is risen and He is alive. Sometimes we doubted about it like Thomas, but let us have a strong faith that God is always with us, protects us, and gives us living hope through Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, is risen indeed, and is still alive. O Lord, help us deliver this good news to our neighbors and to the world, so that they can also have hope in these difficult times. O Lord, save our world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.